President's vaccination campaign hit a snag when federal regulators recommended a pause in administering Johnson & Johnson shots, but the White House is holding out the move as a validation of the president's measured approach during the rollout. Biden administration officials pointed to the action by the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as proof that they're putting safety first. There's concern about the effect on those Americans who are already leery of all virus vaccines, but Biden said there's enough that 100% safe for every single solitary American. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You've heard about MediShare, and you know what it is? It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We had a nice string of warm, storm-free days. Now, big changes are on the way. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by this afternoon and tonight. High in the upper 70s, low tonight around 57. Tomorrow, a lot cooler with a high around 71. Friday's high only in the upper 60s after a morning low in the 40s. Risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time just about every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even a small chance Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have arrested a man following the death of his five-month-old child. 20-year-old Ricardo Ocana is charged with capital murder in the death of five-month-old Austin Flora. Ocana is being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. Johnston Taylor, the teen charged in the wreck that killed Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula in 2019, has been granted youthful offender status. He is charged with two counts of manslaughter. His arraignment is now set for April 28th. And the Alabama Senate has approved lottery and casino legislation. Senators voted 23-9 Tuesday for the proposed constitutional amendment that would establish a state lottery and allow 9 casino sites in the state. The bill now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Is that tear gas impacting you? Are you having a hard time seeing?
Yeah.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. CNN. It's so shocking.
Oh, yeah.
That Project Veritas and James O'Keefe has struck again. CNN, one of their directors, now no longer employed with the company, saying that, CNN is a propaganda network. Their big goal is to remove Trump. They're going to move on to climate change next.
That's the next...
Mm-hmm. It's like not all that shocking.
No.
There's some folks, unless they see like Liberace actually backstage with a stagehand, they won't believe he was gay. Like, I need to see the tape.
Yeah, he wasn't gay.
Liberace?
Yeah.
He wasn't gay?
No, he was just flamboyant.
Okay. Sure about that?
That's what my dad always said.
See, you're that type, or unless I show you a video of that.
I don't need to see a video of that.
John. Okay, good. At least you're not demanding to see the video. No. Let's go to the phones. 272-9228. Tina, welcome.
Hey, Tina.
Hey. Joey.
Yeah.
This is Joey?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, this is Tina. I didn't hear, back to the gambling bill that they passed during the night. I didn't hear Suzelle say anything about Will going to hell for voting for this. What I understand is that she is saying that when you run on and your campaign is on Christian values and family and conservative values, mm-hmm. that is, you're accountable for that. That's what she is saying.
And I think there's, I hear you, and I think there's an argument there where, hey, gambling can be legal in the state while still holding Christian values. Christian values don't require the government to control and prohibit things. I think there's an argument.
Right. But that's what she's taking a stand on. What I'm taking a stand on,
yes, ma'am,
is my family are in Mississippi, and my mother and my dad, my mother ran for legislature in Mississippi and fought against, they voted on lottery, but they ended up with the gambling. And my cousins, I've got two cousins that work for those casinos down there, and they live down there. And now they're complaining because law enforcement has turned their heads to the prostitution and all the drugs and everything that's coming in from the Gulf because of it. And it's back to the Gambinos, quote unquote, mm-hmm. that own and run the gambling casinos. But what the lottery does, it opens that door. And that it just goes from one thing to another and to another until the state is dealing with and law enforcement is dealing with the prostitution that it brings, the prostitution, drugs, and everything else. My uncle was sheriff of Gulfport, and he said he had to quadruple. This was back in the 80s and 90s. He had to quadruple his law enforcement because of it.
So they created employment?
So it just creates one problem after another. But right. thing is now the law enforcement, and this is what my cousin is telling me, that the law enforcement is turning their heads to all of this.
Okay, but is that a problem basically. With law enforcement, or is that a problem with gambling?
It's the problem with what gambling brings in.
So if we had that, we didn't have gambling, we would never have dishonest law enforcement or law enforcement that would turn their heads?
Well, what I'm saying is it just opens that door.
So we don't have
more problems and state problems.
So we don't have prostitution now. We don't have gambling.
And I'm also from Laurel. Okay, my family lives on the same street that Marsha Blackburn lives on.
Okay,
all her grandmother, and we graduated and went to the same high school. That high school. It looks the same as it did back in the 60s and 70s. I'm telling you, no money has gone to education. The roads are still the worst than ever. The only roads that get paved or any infrastructure are around the gambling casinos. That is what we see. And that's what my mother fought against and went to the Board of Education and said, listen, the schools aren't getting the money. The roads aren't getting the money. Somebody is controlling the money, and it's coming out of Las Vegas. I mean, they are itching to get into this state. So
it sounds
there
like
you
if
go.
This gets
Mississippi
through.
Is still the bottom of the totem pole, even with the gambling and now the lottery.
And Tina, there's it sounds like if it gets to a vote of the people, you're going to be a no vote. And to sure. And to your argument though, pushing back against Eddie is, I think it is correct that you get more of this behavior. It already exists,
right?
Joey, I can go 100 feet from where we are right now. Not 100 feet, 1,000 yards from where we are right now. Mm-hmm. I can find gambling, I can find prostitution, I can find drugs.
Right.
There's no.
But then again,
no casino on this
your state becomes different. And that's what Mike Holmes even said. Once you open that door, then the state is no longer going to be in control of the people.
Well, in my perspective, Tina is.
Control of the people.
Well,
wait a minute.
In my perspective, Tina is. The state shouldn't have control of the people. The state should let people be free to make their own decisions, even bad decisions.
Right. And absolutely. Absolutely. And so that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So I'm just giving an example of what has happened to Mississippi. And it's very sad because that's what I see in my family and what's going on. They see what's going on.
Can't we strive to be better than Mississippi?
Yeah,
I appreciate it, too.
We strive to be better than Mississippi.
You know, Eddie, I'm going to lock you in a room with Tina, and y'all are going to have to work this out.
News and views.
272-9228. There's a big initial public offering happening today. Coinbase. I remember using them back in 2013 when I bought my first Bitcoin for $90.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Coinbase.
And now to see Coinbase rise. That was before they were even on the radar of regulators for FinCEN regulations and all sorts of stuff. And now they're going to go public, and the owner, who's going to have a 20% stake in his company in the public offering, he's expected, give or take, to make $20 billion today. Can you imagine? You start this project. I believe he left Goldman Sachs. I mean, they put together a team from already very skilled folks within the banking sector and financial sector, put together Coinbase. Complied with all the new regulation that came their way, have remained one of the dominant, easily accessed, let's say, sites where you can buy Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency. It's maybe not the site for, like, the true, you know, aficionados of crypto.
Yeah.
But it's easy for grandma to use. It really is. And so to see them grow from this fledgling thing into this massive company with a valuation of nearly $100 billion is truly remarkable. And I think this is only the beginning in a revolution of finance. There are a lot of governments that are going to try to do their own cryptocurrency, a lot of companies using blockchain technology. I have a sense that when you see, say, China, the government, the Chinese Communist Party, say, we're going to issue our own cryptocurrency, it's like, okay, what's the incentive? I mean, the whole point of Bitcoin is it's a fixed supply, that it isn't controlled by a central government or body, that it can run on its own. Right. It's a distributed program. So we'll see, but this is, you know, progress doesn't happen with, like, one big bang. That's actually usually the bad things that happen that way. Progress happens kind of when you aren't looking, just one step at a time. And this has been, what, an eight-year process for Coinbase, if not longer. And but amazing to see them going online today.
With China coming into their version of Bitcoin, would you ever buy it?
China?
Yes.
No.
It just, to me, I just can't help but think it's they're just trying to undermine Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I mean, they're saying, hey, this is working. It doesn't cost us nothing. Let's try it, too.
Red Top, welcome.
Hey, Red Top.
You know, Joey, it sounds like thousands of feet down the road, Eddie's knows where everything's happening. We need to, at noon, just jump in the car, go down the road, and have some fun with Eddie.
You know, I was going to let that lie, but I think you're right.
I'm a man of the city. I see these things. I'm out showing properties all hours.
You ain't showing no damn property where you're seeing these things.
Why do you have a Snap-on priest collar in your bag?
Just in case.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Episcopal. Joey, that would be Episcopal priest.
The stolen holy orders. I've heard of stolen valor, but stolen holy orders is a new thing.
I was just at, Eddie, I was just at the Waffle House on Carmichael, and I do believe that's about 1,000 feet down from the radio station.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Joey, you laid our good secret out. Where are we supposed to go have fun now? you know, the government's been trying to control us. They got us more control than ever. I want to leave them to leave us the hell alone. This lady says, and all these people that go, well, it's a tax on the poor. What kind of damn idiot do they think I am? If they're stupid enough to believe that, they just belong.
It's a volunteer tax. If you want to make that argument, it's a volunteer tax.
It's not a tax. You know what? If you ain't got no damn money, you don't go to the casino. So I guess
there you go.
Poor people don't go to the casino. Only people with money go to the casino. And you know that all these stumpers need to get the hell out of our business. Period.
Wait, did you call them?
Stumpers.
Like a rabbit.
And I'm not talking about the damn rabbit.
Oh, I thought you were. I was like, why are you bringing...
Yeah, okay. Probably Thumper's been eliminated, too, for some reason. I don't know why. And me and Joey are bass players. Damn, we're both Thumpers.
Oh, yeah.
You got them calluses.
I got the calluses to show it now.
Oh, Joey, you'll get rid of those one day. That's all right. You'll grow up. Don't worry about it. Joey, you want some quality calluses? Go get you an upright bass. You're going to wish you had them damn electric bass strings.
No, it used to be when I was playing guitar all the time in high school and college. Like, it sounded like I had thumbtacks on the tips of my fingers.
Yeah.
And that's coming back now. It's not quite where it used to be.
Yeah.
And then I've got calluses from the barbell, you know. It's like, work? I'm like, no, I just work out.
Now, how are these guys doing on the marijuana bill? They passed it yet?
No, right now it's in the health committee, and they had... few speaking against, few advocates for. Senator Melson spoke first, accepted some of the markups they made in the House Judiciary Committee. He said, yeah, that's fine, doesn't mess with the core of the bill. I think they removed anxiety as a condition that you could be prescribed for, but they added in Parkinson's and depression. So I'll trade you Parkinson's and depression for anxiety. How about it? And so there's this sort of thing going on. They're massaging the bill, like who's going to distribute it. A lot of the questions that were asked in the Senate are now just being asked of the House. I think it's actually got a good chance, but we'll see.
Well, I hope so, because Virginia just went full legal. That's the 16th state. And you ain't got to tell me this ain't rocket science either. It's the damn cops that don't want marijuana illegal because they make so much money off of it. Let's be real.
I think you need to correct that opinion.
Why?
Because I don't think it's law enforcement who's the one stumping on this. A lot of states where they legalize it, they've found current and former law enforcement to say, hey, we're tired of this, and trying to enforce it. It's one of these things where people pretend to be regulated and the cops pretend to regulate. And that's where the law gets the worst. It's like,
who's holding it back? Big Pharma?
Actually, yeah, I think if you look at more competing interests like Big Pharma, or you look at the alcohol industry, other substitutes, that people might drink less, say, if they're engaging in marijuana use.
Oh, that's complete bull. Coming from a person who played in clubs,
yeah,
and watched people smoke lots of pot and drink a whole hell of a lot of liquor.
Yeah, there are people who do all the stuff, but there are
They all go together. What do we call sex, drugs, and rock and roll? Oh, I'm sorry, that's supposed to be a 20th century way of having fun.
Well, Red Top, I'll explain this. Like, in states where they fully legalize marijuana, there's less opioid overdose and abuse. There isn't a replacement effect on when people are self-medicating, so to speak.
Oh, yes, and according to statistics, 15% drop in opioid abuse. Right. In Colorado alone, that would have been 25,000 right. people. So I hope these people get out of my morals. Let me be immoral, an irreverent, reverent Catholic, if I want to be, and get the hell out of my life. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Say hi to Mary for me.
Later, Red Dot.
I will.
Sally, welcome. Sally?
Hello?
Hey,
hello.
Sally.
This is Valerie.
Valerie. Eddie.
Yes.
You need to stop the Q-tip when there's resistance.
Oh, I need to pull it out?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was just packing. Suddenly pack them in. My bad.
Hello. Hi, guys. I want to talk about the lottery myself.
Yes,
okay, please.
Okay. My daughter lives in North Carolina. She is a teacher, and they do have the education lottery. And one thing that she has said more than once for the many years that she's been up there is that they are laying teachers off. Hmm. So if you have a lottery that's supposed to be for education, why are they laying teachers off? Because they don't have the money in the budget. So the question would be, who is controlling the money?
Right. Yes.
There is an issue that's there, and I've heard it from more than one person, and the concern that I have is the same concern that she has in North Carolina. How do we know that the money is going to go for what they say it's going to go for? And this is a great chance to have illegal and money pockets being stuffed and everything else. And, you know, we already have issues with our government as it is. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say no. I don't think that we need to have any more issues and problems as far as the government, but we have issues and problems now.
Well, I do know that the enabling legislation they passed with this, it would apply if the people of Alabama passed the amendment. Would ban elected officials from accepting political contributions from gaming interests. Now, that's the formal rule, and that's a good rule, but there are probably ways around that.
There are always ways around that. You know, just under the tables and everything else. And, you know, and you got to, I want to look further. Like, who is the one that's pushing this? Why are they pushing it? You know, there wasn't just the agenda of this. And that's why, you know, to push something so quickly in the night, everything else, fishy. I don't like that. I don't, you know, I want everything to be open, but
right. That's
how our government is, from local all the way up to national. And the biggest thing is that we, the people, are going to have to sit there and make them accountable.
Well, we'll see as this goes in the House. I can already feel it today, more conversation happening about this, because it seemed like it was dead. They do this thing last night. Senate passes it with even more numbers. Some senators who have once voted no, voted yes. And so now that this moves into the House process, I think a lot more conversation. You'll see the markups. I think the governor is very much for this in some form. So we'll see. And then it'll probably be on the ballot, is my guess. But
if it's just to buy tickets, that's one thing. But if we're going to get further into other things, you know, that are going to be legal, and that's, you know, we're opening up a huge can of worms, and, you know, I want people to sit there and come right out and start answering questions instead of in the middle of the night voting things. I mean, that's...
Agreed.
Well said.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Valerie. You.
Thanks, Valerie.
272-9228. Bud, welcome.
Hey, Bud.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Doing great. Joey, I did not know you were a bass player.
Oh, yeah. I like to finger it and slap it every once in a while.
I've just started trying myself about a month ago. I'm right-handed, but I have to learn how to play it left-handed because I cut two fingers off of my left hand, and you can't very well make your notes on the fret with only three fingers.
Which fingers did you lose?
I lost my birdie finger and my right finger on my left hand. So it's going to be interesting plucking. I'll put it that way for sure.
Be more slappy.
I don't know if exactly. You know, talking about the lottery and everything like that, I understand the thumpers you referenced, of course, meant Bible thumpers, not the base. That's what he was referring to.
Okay, that makes a little more sense.
You know, you had a previous caller talking about the Gaming Commission and reference in Nevada. That's going to be essential for Alabama.
Yes.
Something well-defined like that, because the possibility for corruption and graft is unbelievable for Alabama.
Right.
And so I have no trust in the legislature to do the right thing. And it truly needs to be a very strong gaming commission with full transparency to the Alabama citizens.
Yep.
If not, you know, I voted against the lottery back in 99 or whenever it came out. But I'm receptive to this one with the right possible devil in the details.
Right. And it will be the details that are crucial here.
And absolutely.
And from my my initial read of this compared to the last bill Del Marsh dropped, the one that was, you know, the rookie mistake and didn't make it, this is an improvement. I think it's an improvement over the former licensing process, but probably not close to where it should be. So we'll see what the House does with it.
Right. And the fact of the matter is Alabama needs hundreds of millions of dollars in additional revenue. I mean, it's that simple.
True.
For the criminal, the corrections facilities, et cetera. You know, one thing I would like to have in the devil in the details is, you know, talking about poor don't gambling. There's got to be a mechanism, in my opinion, where people don't go and blow their mortgage payment or their rent or their baby food and then come to the state and qualify for state assistance to replace the money that they just gambled out.
I see what you mean.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how we could do that. It has to be all electronic to where, you know, you make your deposit there at the casino of $1,000 on a card or debit card, whatever, and then that's fact checked against any kind of revenue assistance coming from the state and say, if you qualify for $1,000 a month in state, but you're blowing $1,000 a month at Victory Land Casino now, you don't get a penny.
You know, the world would be a much simpler place if we didn't have any state tax assistance and, you know, people were just free to do what they wanted and had to bear the consequences. It's how my mind works, but I see where you're coming from, and I'm not familiar because I'm not really an expert in this field, but I'd imagine there are like controls and regulations on certain problem gamblers or folks who might blow the whole thing in one shot. I'd be interested to see what other states have done in that regard.
I agree. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Thanks,
bud. Thank you, Jeff. Or Bud, I'm sorry.
272-9228. Jeff, coming back to you after this quick break. Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid
for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
It's been a challenging year, but you've met that challenge. And you've trusted Thompson Tractor to be with you every step of the way. Thompson has been providing industry-leading product selection, service, and commitment for over 60 years. We're the exclusive Caterpillar provider in the market with legendary Cat equipment, genuine Cat parts, and expert service you can trust. All designed to keep your equipment and your business humming. And all more affordable than you may think, with industry-leading finance rates and top-notch comprehensive service programs. Like 0% interest financing for 60 months. And with zero down payment, now through July 31st, 2021, on compact equipment. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. We're here for you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Can you smell what the legislature is cooking up?
Well, is that what I smell?
Yeah.
I thought that was me.
Can you talk about that thing, that great thing in your life yet?
No, we had a little bit of setback with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put it this way, as general as I can without giving away the game. Big things are happening in Eddie's family, personal life. And it's all on the upside. It's all good.
Beautiful.
Nothing in terms of the bad. It's just an amazing, life-changing thing. Yeah. And I would love to be able to talk about it on the airwaves, but we got to wait.
And when we do, I'll probably bring in all parties involved. I want everyone to be able to tell the story. It's an awesome, awesome story.
272-9228. Let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. Weigh in on two things.
All right.
The lottery, I'm all for the lottery tickets, providing there's, checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, you got to be careful not to end up like the Phoenix City story. The gambling corruption they had back in the, 60s?
Yeah,
in Phoenix City.
Yeah, one way that you can stop corruption from getting too crazy under the table is to formalize stuff. A lot of this, to Eddie's point he's been making, and others have made this point, there's a lot of gambling and things like that that go on in the shadows, so to speak, right now. And there's a lot of money in the gaming industry that's already made its way into the state of Alabama.
Correct.
And when you formalize it, that might actually allow you to get a handle on it, more than letting it fester in the shadow. So it is, you got to strike the balance, though, because you could formalize it to the point of, okay, this is just, they're just robbing us blind.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to be careful with it. And you are creating a whole, you're formalizing another big player in the state that will loom large in all of Alabama's politics.
Yeah, and it will create jobs. That would be a good thing.
Right, sure.
On the other thing, the gentleman that called in is missing the fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I got a video for you to check out. It's called Stroking Dixie and Ronnie Stowman at Nashville Palace. There's a gentleman that plays guitar in that band that's missing his third finger and the next finger. I think the next finger, his third finger and the next finger, and then he's got his little finger. But you're talking about somebody who can play, he plays fantastic.
Okay.
I've always been friends with them. I used to get them their play dates here up here at Wetumpka at the VFW.
Yeah.
And they played at Nashville Palace. And the video is online. You know who Ronnie Stowman is, right?
I know who he is, yep.
She was the lady that had the curlers in her hair on Hee Haw.
With blonde hair?
No, she had, well, I don't know, she might have been blonde, but yeah, she was blonde.
I think she was.
Had curlers in her hair and looked like she didn't have teeth.
I was a Hee Haw.
Was always ironing. Well, she's playing Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Really?
And they're trying to keep up with her.
Okay.
So check it out. It's called Lonnie Stoneman Stroking Dixie at Nashville Palace.
Okay.
We'll check it out.
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'll check it out, Jeff. I appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later.
Yeah, there's some players out there who are just true virtuosos, like perfect technique.
Oh, yeah.
Studio musicians, incredible players out there.
Is that
there. You? No. But my favorite players, who are also, I can't touch them, are the folks that taught themselves in a unique way, and they made it work.
Like, give an example.
Oh, Stevie Ray Vaughan. The guy didn't play, he didn't pick up a book like, here's how you do scales.
Right.
No, he was in that bar scene, in that Texas blues culture, and just took off with it. I mean, it's such a unique way of playing, heavy gauge strings, the way he had held his pick, just some of the techniques he would use they're unworldly, and you can deconstruct them and try to recreate it, but you realize how natural, you know, he became and how proficient. And there are a lot of players like that would innovate. Hendrix is one of them.
Stevie Vai, I think, what was that movie?
Eddie Van Halen's one of them, too.
Yeah, Eddie Van Halen, definitely. Remember the drill?
Right.
Man, it's something as simple as that, but never would have thought about putting it on vinyl.
No, and there are folks that are genius who can copy what the greats or innovators did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you're at a, you know, the 1% top level if you can copy what, say, Van Halen or Stevie Ray Vaughan or Steve Vai mm-hmm. could put that down there. But to be those guys is a whole other thing. And it usually comes from, yeah, they know the basics, but they take it to another level. And that applies to more than just guitar playing.
Oh, yeah.
Look out for those innovators. 272-9228. I think that's actually how we progress. How we have a good society. We respect the innovators among us who actually prove themselves better in a certain field.
Like people that didn't get more than a seventh grade education and they end up being multi-millionaire businessmen. Yeah.
Right. I get tired of this culture of credentials and status.
Yes.
This culture of a bucket of crabs, essentially, just pulling people down.
That's right, man.
And it's one of the worst, I think, sins or vices out there is hating the good for being good. It's one thing somebody's got a lot of money and privilege, all that, and they earned it in a nasty way. Yeah, hate on them all you want. I'll join you. But when somebody has proved themselves to be excellent in whatever field and they're rewarded for that excellence, you need to, it may not even be your cup of tea. You might not like, you know, speed guitar, for instance. But you got to respect excellence and understand, hey, somebody achieved something. It's that sort of nasty envy of bringing somebody down because, well, they're just too good.
Crabs in the bucket, baby.
That can be miserable for everybody. Before this break, quick reminder, this part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're looking to repaint, say, one room of your home, maybe the front porch, or maybe the entire home, the interior or the exterior, whether you're contracting out the job or you're looking to do it yourself, New Look Decorating Center is the place to go for all your Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies. They're your local choice to find inspiration and support for your paint and stain product choices and color selections. Brian Carr, the owner, Brett Lanham, the manager, they're both paint specialists, down-to-earth guys, passionate about what they do. They can steer you in the right direction, not only with the right type of paint or stain you want to use, but also like how it works in with the rest of the home. And when you use New Look Decorating Center, they keep your information on file. So say you got to do a touch-up in a year or two and you don't remember what paint or stain supply you used before, they'll have it on file. No guesswork involved. Is one of the many reasons you check out New Look Decorating Center today. Their number, 271-0007, 271-0007. Or stop by their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway. Whether you call or stop by, be sure to tell them that News and Views from 9 till noon sent you. More News and Views when we come back after this.
Know whether he's coming or going, but But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. Three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their two free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We had a nice string of warm, storm-free days. Now, big changes are on the way. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by this afternoon and tonight. High in the upper 70s, low tonight around 57. Tomorrow, a lot cooler with a high around 71. Friday's high only in the upper 60s after a morning low in the 40s. Risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time just about every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even a small chance Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Kyle, who calls in, he couldn't hold on the line, but he messaged me that, well, he's a big Steely Dan fan. Yes, talking about Steely Dan did musical bands. So that's what bands are. No, like musical chairs. They bring in a different band almost every day to do different parts on the track. Yeah, there's a great, for a while run, it was called Classic Albums. It was a documentary series. Mm-hmm. They did one on Asia. Their album has Asia. Like a song Asia on it. It's Josie. Like yeah, I mean, so much on that album. Peg! Michael McDonald. Back to you.
Now, this is before your time, but we used to have, I think it was the Holiday Inns that used to have a club here called Deacon Blues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They call Alabama the Crimson Tide.
That's right.
I want a name when I lose. Let's go to Patty.
Hey, Patty.
Gotta love these aging hipsters. Hey, Patty.
I do. You know, if you really want to hear someone who can play the guitar, and if you're younger, you may not know who it is, but it's Jose Feliciano.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jose Feliciano has got a piece on YouTube that probably no one's seen. It's called Gypsy. And at one point, they have two pieces of film where you can watch both of his hands at the same time. And it is absolutely incredible. This is the guy does things with his fingers that look impossible. But Jose Feliciano has always been one of my favorites. So if you really admire some unbelievable work.
He does a lot of acoustic
Take a
guitar,
look at that. I'm sorry, what?
Doesn't he do a lot of acoustic guitar?
He does.
Yeah.
It's just about all acoustic. He was born with sight, and he lost his eyesight in Puerto Rico due to malnutrition by the time he was 3 years old.
Oh, wow.
And his uncle played the guitar, and he loved to listen to the guitar. They gave him a cracker box, and he turned it into a drum. And then they gave him a guitar, and he taught himself to play. That's how he became a guitar player. But look up on YouTube, Jose Feliciano Gypsy, and it's almost superhuman. It's
I've got it going right now. Man, that's great stuff. Yeah, that flamenco tradition, but with that extra special of teaching yourself.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Patty.
He makes a guitar sound like no one else. But I mean, well, thank you guys so much for taking my call, and you have a good day, okay?
Hey, you too. Thank you.
272-9228. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Bill?
I am doing great. I just got back from my trip to SoCal, Southern California, and found out that I am going to be a granddaddy.
Congratulations, Bill.
Late August or early September to a little girl.
Congrats, man.
So I'm pretty happy about that.
I imagine you are.
But what I was calling in about is I've been out of town since last Wednesday until yesterday. Has the legislature passed anything on the lottery and gambling bill?
They did so last night. They took Senator McClendon's clean lottery bill, so to speak, then added a massive amendment with McClendon's help, Del Marsh did, where they brought back in the casino and sports betting aspect of it. They expanded the number of counties that could have these casino-style gaming facilities, and they changed the bidding process. Instead of just appointing who's going to have it, it's going to be an open bid process where current operators have the right of last bid if they see fit and can raise the capital. So
that can be tough, though.
Right. That actually might make it too costly for current operators. So we'll see how it shakes out. Yeah. And that's from the Senate side. Some senators who voted initially against that first Del Marsh bill voted for this one because enabling legislation was passed along with the amendment. So they're going to kick it into the House. Apparently there's been meetings behind the scenes with senators, the governor's office, and House members. And we'll see what they cook up there and if it makes it to the people in the ballot.
Yeah. Well, I got two concerns on what I've just heard from you. First is last bid. Mm-hmm. That's not fair.
That's tough,
that
man.
Current operators have last bid because they're the ones with the most to gain and the most money in their pockets, which means lesser entities would have less of a chance.
Plus, they know the insides real well, Bill. They know the operating expenses. They know what your cost to revenue ratio will be. So what they could actually bid, they'll know more than say if Joey decided to do it. They got inside information.
So I'm not real fond of that. Several years ago, this came up, and it ran its course and stuff. But a lot of the information that should have been known in the front end was not really disclosed until right before it came up. But what it turned out to be was the folks running the lottery were making all the money, and the state, and this was back when it was going to be a education lottery, mm-hmm. Was making, if memory serves me right, it was less than 15%. So if it's going to be something like that, I just don't see it. If you're going to, I think if the state is going to do something like that, then the state needs to be the biggest beneficiary, or the kids should be the biggest beneficiary.
Well, based off the governor's study group that was last year and the way this package is right now scored, it would be between $510 and $710 million annually in new revenues.
But what percentage?
That's a good question. And that's where you got to nail down, are tax rates fixed? Is it still 20%? Or are they going to fix it at a higher rate? There are a lot of details I want to see worked out in the House. And what percentage of, say, operating for the larger lottery games, I don't know off the top of my head. It's one of those devil in the details things.
Well, you know, telling somebody volume of money is kind of smoke and mirrors.
Sure.
I want to know the percentage that the state is getting off that versus the operators.
You know, with that sort of prudence, you're going to make a great grandpa.
I hope so.
I got to run, Bill. I appreciate the call, man.
Thank you, Bill.
Y'all have a good day.
You too, brother.
272-9228. More news and views. Final segment. Oh, man, the show has flown by.
It has today, brother.
We'll be right back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I love off-air conversations sometimes.
Yeah.
I know. It's great radio that y'all don't get to hear that, but it's, oh, man.
That's subscription-based radio.
Welcome back to News and Views. Let's go to Randall.
Hey Randall. What's up, brother?
Hey, fellas. Well, maybe it won't be long when y'all move down to the bottom. We get to see y'all live on Facebook.
Yeah, but we're going to have a special category where you can look through a peephole.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you got to pay for the audio though. You can get the site for free, but the audio
right.
costs.
Right.
Good idea.
Something I know you ain't. I just want people to go and watch that video. I mean, I know he brought it up earlier. And you told him to call back. And he didn't. I was kind of late. But if you watch that last handcuff, he had time to put it on that man. He hesitated, and he paused, and he went to the gun. It's almost like it. I hate to say it, like it was set up. Like this is they kind of starting a few fire, getting the fire warm. Because guess what? You remember, I know I ain't never said on this show before, but 8:46 is when the first plane hit the tower. And all the, you remember the fire? Mm-hmm. And 9:03 is when the second plane hit. Yeah. If you add 9 and 3 together, you got 12. 12 jurors is going to tell us when the next fire starts. And, I mean, you know how they are with numerical numbers. They go way back. That's how they keep everything in check. But I just want everybody to please watch that video and watch that cop hesitate. He could have cussed. And it's almost like he was waiting on. And most cops, you ask them why they pull you over, he don't go right and tell you, well, you had a warrant out for your arrest. That ain't how they do. I mean, I'd like to hear from some cops, but that's not the training. They use it so you get control of the situation, then you tell them, talk to them. And if I'm wrong about this, I mean, I'm wrong, but people just take the time. I think we're being messed with, and they're getting ready to start because, like I say, they don't need courtrooms in the future.
No, I think it was a series of mistakes. I think it was a mistake by the male officer there not getting him restrained. It was a mistake for him to try to fight back and flee again. It was a mistake for her to grab her firearm, her 9mm, instead of her taser. And right now she's been charged with second-degree manslaughter, like we were suspecting involuntary manslaughter, which has a max of 10 years in prison. We'll see where it goes. I mean, it's horrible. If you watch the video, it seems like a very cut and dry case.
Right.
Most aren't.
Yeah.
You got to go through procedure and what actually occurred. This one, I mean, she says it on the tape. Oh my God, I shot or something to that effect.
Do we know the difference in the weight of a taser and a loaded Glock? I mean, I don't know.
I imagine there is a difference. I'm not playing with my taser all the time, but I'll get back to you. Thanks, man.
Later, Randall.
I like it when I make Randall chortle. Yes, fan.
Hey, guys. I just went to my first delivery, so I didn't get to hear much about your guitar story.
Mm-hmm.
But my all-time favorite is Steve Howe.
Steve Howe?
Yeah, from Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He's, him and Joe Satriani are my two favorites.
Satriani. What was the band they did with Hagar and Chickenfoot?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah, Satriano's been with Sammy Hagar. I think, I'm trying to think who the drummer was. Maybe the guy from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It was like the super group they put together.
Yeah.
And I love Future is the Past is one of the songs that came off that album. Satriani just rips it. It's so good with Hagar's voice.
I used to laugh at like Asia being a super group. But then when you hear when they put these super groups together, they make great music, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually not. It's executives. I hate to say it, but a lot of times the executives saying, we need this guy, and we need this guy. And man, they'll make some great music.
Being a drummer, my all-time favorite has always been Neil Peart,
Pert?
Yeah, Neil. He was the best. Everybody says that Bonham was the greatest of all time. And, Bonham was really, really good, but my money is on Neil.
Well, I love hearing the difference because Neil Peart's not on the first Rush album. That's a great album, too. It's got Working Man to close it out. But then you go to the next album, Anthem, and you hear that opening song, Anthem, with that drum, the drum backing, and it's just night and day. And you see that band come alive with that extra talent.
I can't help but you guys aren't noticing Tommy Lee, Motley Crue? I give him no credit.
Is it his drumming that you adore or something else, Eddie?
Dude, I seen him in concert. He comes out. They built a cage around his drumming.
Yeah.
He comes out, man. He's playing drums during his solo. That cage rotates like a 360.
Oh, sure.
That was great. Now, as far as his drumming skills, I seen him on a reality show, and he was horrible. But he was a great performer.
Well, I appreciate the call, Yaz fan.
Later, Yaz fan.
How we doing, guys?
Yeah, one of my favorite guitarists that doesn't get much mention often, Eddie Hazel. A Funkadelic.
Really?
Dude could play.
Go listen to Maggot Brain.